This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. More questions at the White House today about the investigation into a media leak that exposed a CIA operative this past summer. The CIA employee in question is the wife of a former U.S. ambassador, Joseph Wilson. Wilson had been critical of the White House case for war in Iraq. And the Justice Department is trying to determine which senior administration official was the source of that information. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
It's no small irony that a White House with a well-earned reputation for not leaking to reporters now finds itself under scrutiny because of leaks that could, if the right evidence turns up, lead to criminal charges being brought. The investigation is still in its early stages. It started Friday, and the White House was officially notified of it just yesterday. But now the White House press secretary finds himself dealing with an avalanche of probing questions. Mostly, he replies by saying that the president wants to get to the bottom of this as much as anyone, that the investigators are gathering information, and that the FBI and the rest of the Justice Department are fully capable of handling the probe. And there were questions he refused to answer.
The president has said he expects full cooperation. If I worked at the White House, and down the road in this investigation, the Justice Department came to me and said, we want you to submit to a polygraph investigation, the president would expect the answer to be...
I appreciate the hypothetical, but that is a hypothetical. And that is not where the process is. The process is that the Justice Department has asked the White House to preserve any and all material related to the specific information they put in their letter.
Specifically, the Justice Department has asked the White House staff to preserve documents, logs, phone records, diary, and calendar entries dating back to February 1st of 2002 that could anyway be related to Ambassador Wilson, his wife's occupation, or contacts with the media about them. McClellan did say that, to his knowledge, no one on the White House staff has been contacted for interviews by investigators. And there were questions about why, if the president is so outraged by the outing of a CIA operative, he waited until now to say so. Where were the president and his staff when the story first came out back in July, when columnist Robert Novak revealed Wilson's wife's name in his newspaper column? Again, here's the press secretary.
We did not have any information beyond an anonymous source and media reports to suggest White House involvement. We could go through the paper, probably on a daily basis, look at anonymous sources, look at allegations that are made against the administration, and try to track down that information.
And if things were lively in the White House briefing room, the topic was alive and kicking on Capitol Hill, too, where Democrats complained of hardball political tactics employed by the White House. Illinois Senator Richard Durbin spoke on the floor of the Senate.
This really is an echo of an enemies list of Richard Nixon's era, where they decide at any cost they'll go after their enemies, even in the commission of a federal felony to disclose the identity of Ambassador Wilson's wife.
Republicans countered that it's time to tone down the rhetoric, that the investigation is proper, and that it now should and will move forward, and they dismissed continued Democratic calls for an independent counsel. Minnesota Senator Norm Coleman.
What we're hearing is a little rank political hypocrisy when it comes to claims about a special prosecutor. And I also want to note, the President of the United States has been very, very, very clear. If someone in his administration leaked information or did something that is illegal, they will be held accountable.
The president today gave a speech on Homeland Security as he signed a bill appropriating money for the new department. He made no mention of the leak issue. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.